each member was a bit on a later to radio. Some of you are very fluent in Irish, some of you have a strong Irish, and more of you have no Irish at all. So what I've actually done is I've put a selection of poems on into print, and I've put a line-by-line translation across from them. So I won't actually read the poems in English. I'll read them in Irish, and I'll say a few words as an intro, maybe, about the poem itself. And in that way, you won't be bored out of your mind completely. So it will give me a bit more freedom as well to say something about the poem. So there's at least 20 copies of the poem should be up for that, for sure. You can pass those around that way, there should be one for everyone in the audience. I'm not going to take them in the order they're in, but I'll tell you what page they're on. So, I just, while they're being handed around, Mara Lewis Billion saying, Palmer Agar Hoar are fast. I was going to say it's a religious monthly, but Irish is a religion anyway. So, Paul Ryan Coyfin, the Brescia Gomez son, run out of copies. And if anybody wants to see a copy, they're advertising copies, basically. You can have one of those. There should be one for every one of the audience, I'd say, free of charge. One of the reasons they're giving it out is that Mahoy Nadine has got a screen in Australia. My screen to Australia is from Theola, August Mark, Real Push, Lanark, the Tree, August, in McLaurin, Altony, Theola, August City, August Marchand, the Agony. So that's for it. Anybody who wants one of these copies can take them forward. So, I've quite forgotten my name, still ago. I might cook the brush on my thought Johnson's on there, these copies in there, I should be covered. I think I'll start with something dramatic, you know, about death by drowning, you know. That should be on somewhere on page. I think it's on page 4. Lost Hope Down, that's on page 4, Such a Fine Day. By the shed of my hair, it's feigned our ear. I'm actually here, I wasn't drawn. And so on. This is real experience. It took me about 20 years to write it, but no, what can we say? On Rather Than Mission Dawn, there is a scene for the character of the merchant, Elias Dawn, Sean Rear Dawn. Sean Ray Dawn is a poem on boss. The unboss and actually appears dog on weed on all of these pumpkin bats. The hoon a dude's I was in Misha, go home along, wish a slawn, that's a winner. So I understand that first. I actually had that experience. I actually asked myself the question when I was about 8 years old, is that all there is of me? Because I had swum out a bit too far and I had difficulty getting back in. And just to kind of put the point in perspective rather than just translating it, I was fairly experienced with the water. Anybody who lives near the sea and Kerry for periods will be experienced with the water. And you're warned not to go out too far, and you're warned, you know, and you're warned that if you go down 3 times, you won't come up again, and this kind of thing. Well, I actually went down 4 times and I came up again, because I was trying to find the bottom after I got halfway in from the end of the pier. And I realized that if I panicked, I was dead. So, whatever else I did, you couldn't panic. It's kind of an experience. I know, now I know what kills fishermen in the North Atlantic. It's actually the cold. The cold is what gets you. And if you are ever in danger of drowning, don't bother calling for help, really, because when you call for help, who saw it through the Chudanola, you extend your air in your lungs and then you flop down into the water again without any air in your lungs. So you're as well off to try and, you know, keep paddling ahead. But anyway, I tried to make the point of this, how that hospital is going now, make draw highlight a bit that you want bad dreams tonight by all the ladies that are all over. Law for job. Ishki Mara the Shelbert Nest and Vuokala the Snow, the Gyrik Snow, Yves Magraine and Lera Harster, his Arias are Bo, Gal, Arias are Bo, Bo Higain, Uriki, Ruben, Kralik, Lania Sugra, the Horda Sugra, and Kroga, I, the Skudu, the Slade, the Hinkmi Fuora, the Smith of Vuokala. Evos orderiger cun of lena as cowl cerchta, scar over cerchta, on creas crobus uva hence, yon all, scar do no secure child, navarro soil, barog soil, lark yon unios, tune the fuller, some pile on worker, a hull of worker. A crinian the reshall and acts of venomous and boundless fiar, weeds and boundless fiar. They are a crystal of soon the straw hall. Sweet on bone on, sweet on bone, me father nish, the blue of the staff week, lust of the alternate fever morn. A wash, this ashtuk, love the hach quum, law for luish, law for jar. It was blue sky actually, I can't remember that first year. Having dealt with that matter, I should probably read something more romantic. And I go to Ryan Negri Lahanakahan, page 1. In a Madine memory, August Marigashiv by Namadine on Kleena Maher, Namehe, Namadine. Was the mother of the muses. And it's not by accident, it's still, the Greeks were very perceptive in these matters, but this is a particular experience, I suppose, a long, long time ago, long before most people here, actually everybody here was born. So, I tried to crystallize something into it, fairly the time afterwards, actually. So, Tán Petrucón Bérla Aún, I was laying in my own town, great. I'll read the Irish version because we have English. So, Nemadine Memory. Ní linne na gardíní sáhile, Tán lónún úd ró bairach, Is níl na mía néin fiú dívish sár glíne. Cholan an chláire úd an landov, Chó bíng sa chan sé riel, De lé dúine bair cléirach, Fé rael na sán óna. Ach sa lagasim o imel ar shrahoin, licad da rí, fóriní, titin, trí da skáil, swinter, gugrinu, fórin dar guíne, fórin dar nuige, fórin dan sair grá. So you can see I've become somewhat more cynical in my old age, but nevertheless, I think some, probably have a sense of realism anyway. Right now, right, goody, lahanak, page 2. Is that okay? It's okay if I don't read the English version.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. It's okay. Like, no, there's... Mm-hmm. I'll let somebody... I'll do whatever you tell me to do. Right, you know, you just double up the time reading. Yeah. And,
do I have to stand there for a
sure? I used to be able to, but I can't anymore. Lanakado, page 2, I'll take Nairoga Fingerstone. You know, I've been falling into a lot of religion for a long time. When I was about 15, I decided that you couldn't really write anything if you believed in the system. So I decided not to believe in any system whatsoever. But at the same time, systems are very useful because they provide you with a structure for life, and they provide you with words if they don't do anything else. So, Uregan is the queen of the Papi Mara, the Moor Papi, the King Papi Mara, the seven deadly sins, you know. See, there were great words, you know, in the English language, and in the Irish language, and in the German language as well. And we have forgotten them all, because we can't actually name our movements of soul, is what I call them, anymore. You know, you think like pride, like incultiveness and lust. You know, anger, envy, sloth. They're great words, you know, Australian or Australia. But when I was small in national school, I could never work out really why they were in that order. I understood kind of okay, Lucifer, he was proud. I was, you know, Carcamat, that's Nave, so that was number one, he was too proud. And I suspected like that, you know, sloth, well, that was the last in the list, because if you were sloth, well, you really didn't have the goddamn energy to get the other ones in anyway. But Vitapina de Dene actually was going to get some Celtic tiger, you know. Pride, first of all, comes before God. Covetousness, well, that's what it was all about. Lust, yeah. your neighbor's wife or partner. Private anger, okay, you didn't get what you wanted. You know, you can go down, there's a certain logic involved there, like Stephen Shearer. Because what was in my mind when I was thinking about these seven deadly sins, there isn't even deadlier sin than the seven deadly ones. And what started with my mouth was, I think it was Victor Hugo. He was exiled to an island by the King of France because of what he wrote. And he used to go down to the edge of the cliff every day. Ritually every day. And the local farmer observed this, and he just got intrigued. He wanted to know why was he doing this. So one day he told him, he asked him, why do you do this? What are you doing? Can follow us across club from Oxavarga dot law or something. And Victor Hugo said, I'm throwing away self pity. I was hearing the Chine on the Hakka Ismo or Fod. So on dawn folk people are seven deadly sins plus self pity. My version of the Christian religion. Neroga. So Lehme and Kamgwe and Latin Gwe. Like one the file and Marinian and Dylan, the Kriaskula Shadalas, the Yor, the Rawa, the Yenas, in Mask, the Dueling in and Shoe, Kinoir Kult, Neroga, they have a cloth on the wood, Neroga, Rua Vani, the Ferige, his poor old Atron, the Varmar Glass and Eata. On sure sunner douche, a squeezer hoot, a gruntla namara. Ale flochna drusha, shisti na lechka around oidam sun, shlin chruan a sainte, manglum garavan chreech, a rathis wad uit in ea matine. Ach no, a chasir ishach, the hosna spasi, on sun na hili, quach ma eilva, eanrach with chori an ask na gudahini, Oh, harder close have no mistake. They show it on Mother, sheery faint true. So shorty. He was a machuity to glint on edge. So, right, after that, it's kind of a sermon. We have to take something, I might take something more romantic again. My head should be lined up a tree. On Seder Annual a Heber, banish an angel, you can banish demons, we do that kind of thing, cut off, ishka kushika, holy water on them and just scatter them, That's what St. Patrick did to the sheens when he met in person, got one of his bishops to shake holy water on him, and there was thousands of demons disappeared up into the air of him. Then they got down to talking and scale the hair in the ancient or just mush in there. But can you do it with an angel? Because, angels are even more, dangerous than demons, actually. You're clean to their sin. So, Peter attacked them on Donnelly of Mark. But she had gone ahead, Hishkins, Australia. Dawn in Irish can mean face, but dawn is also a poem. So what I'm trying to do is build the poem around that idea. On Seder Angel Egebert, Maris Seder Down, the Lidoin Chayoleri of Nebrantha Kashrike, a Chaha or Fujibli, the Shivalim on Kaya. Fine hours of Nahev, of Bidibe on Dunglish, Chahis Oilet, on Kinel Ram of the Vuacha, in Umar Oinse, Makhuiz Gar Seder Shays Nadibe, a schoolbird fawn, or finished before clean. A point should dream with your big lowest to his vile the barana, no few will lose in the clachton, Miss Nagara, his cheek lina down with, whom loik she court marhali, the virusna. Lian hint the bride, the mil vicia, his anoit to a curum of the unabgot to be. No is all the eliguit, with a farth, nanis, she the gone, me fader beneath fall, Yisheder Shem Fa Bechurim Kana Inti. So, yeah, I think that's said more than I said in all of that one. Like, it's kind of built around the idea of dawn, phase, and dawn. But there are a lot of, I find it hard to use the word beautiful things, but it is true. There are so many beautiful things in Irish that should not be forgotten. Even the expression like Shkev Nadiva, you know, there are three types of beauty, you know, for the benefit of this male than female present. Shkev Nadiva, Shkev Nasina, that is Shkev Nasina. You know, Shkev Nadiva is beauty which is dark haired. Shkev Nasina, beauty which is fair haired. And Shkev Nasina, beauty which is, I suppose you'd say, brown haired. So, especially Heine has a poem in German, somewhat are about that idea as well, you know, that he's fallen in love with blondes tonight and it's going to be brunettes the night after and so on and so forth. So many of these things, you know, either are Roy Rege, Sutter Dura, but in Rotten, Ella, Ian, Omar. I'll just take a piece of modernism, I think, in the middle of page 5. You know, page 5. Conning Stone, in 10. The Carillon of the Catholic said on the Don, Sean Kavamok. I get this to a friend of mine and he said, throw it away. It doesn't work. It never will work. Get rid of it. But I went back at it again. Yeah, I think it works. I need it to go. Instead of it, we're doing paying a cop up there. Crochet, well, Tommy Pine, my other lad, Lee, and Shaka's my other corporate dog, either. But Connie Saw and Tin Cans, you know, they're not the most beautiful things, but however. So Connie Saw and Tin Cans. Nurismeen should laugh here, Queenie Connie Katakush Canola. Of me, Connie Saw is trying them wrong. When Solitaire Saw is eluding Vonsa, Leonard Ishkin, Liam Boer Wee, the Hagen Merig, their horse. Merig is Russ. Light does not rust. So, I'm tied up with light and dark, actually. There's a point there, Frigie, of contrast. And it really, the first verse is a memory I have of Bealahenin, Balanin of Rose, where I was born, actually. I can remember being there when I was, I spent the first 6 years of my life thereabouts in Balanin. Is Queenlum a very hearing late? Come to Scotting, let us go. You know, when you're a child, you jump. The sun is shining. And this particular day, I said, well, can you actually separate yourself from your shadow? You know? Well, if you can jump high enough for a moment, you know, and then you come back to Earth, of course, after Grandma had a skull on a reach. So it struck me as, you know, it's an idea. Lanath Alem O'Hallas in Rit Sugarhan and Skaw, er Luil Fibar in the Drain, to Tulit, er Pollock Psalm. Hille Alem Sudirich, Don Agal of the Skaw, Bakas Falkoshi Hades, Skaw Hak Gantir, or Skaw. Eileen Edelman's son, you know, I think Morris, the layer of Paul, because, you know, Borough the Green, and Eileen Edelman with Aime Rodella, is called him a raw, from Sonic Dog, Peter Roe Hoppig. Kate Panella and Sonic had born there, Lahanaka Kui, you know, dying to be, you know. Tá right to start squealing, but the expression in Irish, glachan gach da du, ach ni glachan du en da. You know, every colour takes black, you know, you can black in every colour, but black will not accept any colour. Agus the first is straw or in hain, a fair language, I actually read sein und Zeit. Like being and time. And Lawrence, is talking about an Irish League, because she's there, a bit more who can live about him this morning, I am Rebella. But it just strikes me that, you know, darkness is now being and light is being. And what do? You live between light and darkness. So it's come a sword on you, the outside of your head and share. And yes, Lachan got dot do. Every colour except takes black. Dive na dive na dorsha skilt. Dive er dive huinishtach, the wein got me is not faulty reaping. I don't even come fool you lach. Dive na dive, he says you're shaman. A dive dach dach faulty stach, could see him far, er saw the skave. No, but dog a law or over it. Awesome. I got that there, Mr. Mike, for a moment, but it should be able to hear me. The poem on page 6, Drahat Nakora, the Weir Bridge. Tasha Shimbagayan is so perceived there, non town Derry, because we've got a far in town Shimbagayan. On Drahat Shin and Echo, the Kilarna, August. On Nerdy Sound, the Arab shade Johadella Dome in Long Bay. It just reminded me of a bridge, which is near the place I used to spend summer, every summer, when I was young, really. And sometimes there's something about, I think, the beauty of nature, which is actually painful. Like, some places are so beautiful, it is actually painful. Because, well, difficult to explain. Like, you know, it's a moment and it can continue to exist. And it should exist. Of course, that's the way things are. So, I'm not a machine. I mean, the simplest way to explain the thing is to actually read it, I think. Drahad Nakara, the Weir Bridge. Saw every ishkis quilla, me fiddle in my olive. Ní féidir le bheith socair an sot a lúid an suaimis. Muscuíon linn is drahat, dúil gíobar an an fila a rá a raib an chuis a fós a dúin de rithimí raib an uva an áduir. Is gal siar ní féidir, ní féidir sôl a rís. Trín áis a úd uil an teawar sníam a sa talach os a tiún. Á díana mar hálím ar an lím a bheith a tail. Dú cóní ní féidir ót sinna na hársí, trín a willam féin, shilla shear than lin lawn, mar will a mighty maul, a fath, er a go on queen. So I managed to get the sound of knowledge in at the end of it, but Colon is the hazel of the nut, you know, and that's one of our principal myths in this country, really. And it is true, like the salmon eating fish, you know, makes your brain cells keep over better, you know. And what is interesting about those myths is that Ian Gothog lived in Elias and Brow by the banks of the Boyne. Bangor O'Gon told me one night that day. He met an old man who said, well, down the banks of the Boyne, and said, that's the place where Fionn McCool was born, you know. Fionn McCool is the sun god, in fact. You know, Fionn, that's why he's the fair one. And, of course, that's directly related to the salmon of knowledge. What strikes me is that if you go back 2,000 years ago, the rivers of Ireland were like the rivers of Alaska, and so far as they survived, with salmon coming in. And there's no more beautiful fish than the salmon leaping through the water. He's a flash of light, a flash of sunlight. And that's actually the association in the myth, I would think. Because people weren't fools, they were very observant. So I was pleased with myself when I got the reference to the salmon at the end as well. I think how are we doing for time?
I think we're okay.
whatever you want, you shout, like I say, you know. I go to page 2, August moreover, it's not only a thought of politics, I was finding shellish and shocked to be there. Effectively it relates to the 17th century in this country. And it's also due to the fact that when I was quite small, an old aunt of mine was to bring me into the National Gallery, and some rooms I did not like. I didn't like the Dutch rooms because they were all full of big dark paintings with big dark people in them, and big dark scenes and big dark ships. And there was an atmosphere, you know, colour affects, colour and emotion are directly related to one another. And I didn't like the feel, like, you know, of those rooms. But a couple of years ago, a VAT here in Mine in Eritrea, Noreen Golan was there on one of her carving workshops, and she gave everybody a picture. And one of the pictures was a picture of Rembrandt Van Rijn. And so I had to write a poem about it, to put it like that. And it's a kind of a complicated poem in a way, into which I work different things. But Lehenne, because finally, whose portrait? It's Rembrandt's portrait. But, you know, you tend to become like people you need to defeat. And in this country, I think, we needed to defeat Puritans, so we had to become more Puritans by ourselves. And that's actually what happens in the course of history. Whereas poor Rembrandt, he had quite a tough life for you. And he didn't deserve my antagonism. But Rembrandt van Rijn, famous portrait. Ni hen ni af na sion rhi bwyd sy'n ymwneud â'n ymwneud. Ni rhaid rhi o ddomas mwy gyda sy'n dyrwch. Is gar chwi gioig a hyn ni mwyn ffyrs clyn y daig. Ond leis os gan y brwy mewn domrwch sydd. Seil ffad y dorwch am y cynnysia, nŵr nawr nina alun y llachta, nŵr y ddelw ni yn colwg y liaba, nawr cetetyn yn cywi leisa. Carlwch sy'n ochta, fael sy'n nidydus, rehysiona. Sna canaha, mohrwla, na sa'r oen le pwyrtaon a ffod y sŵn, e gwael eich gael y diach yn chan eich ymna, a sot yn sata trwy na dionych e gynnwyd. E gwael sy'n ynys wrtsa treisgach dŵr, a chais le na lintia a fawnw, e sgan ach lintia lefa lwnta a mileisia a nomr a gwael ffeinig a sgwyl wys. So I kind of try to walk around from Umru, which is a voyage, and Truro. Rembrandt had his voyage with the self-discovery, and I'm saying that line is, well, I'm not completely satisfied with my voyage of self-discovery, to put it like that. Lead to leather, lonta, amelacia. Amelacia is the word you use in Irish for the slough, the spawns, you know, the Omer and the amelacia, which was well, that kind of book was quite common in the 17th century, you know. You were generally stuck in the slough of the spawn and trying to follow the straight and narrow, so to speak. It's the all known shit of having and tear me of the chin. Right. This is Tokame on Tana Lehana Kukui, on page 5. While experimenting with there, I was trying to write a poem in the voice of Diarmuid O'Dina, Diarmuid of Escrán, in that story, page 5. And maybe putting a kind of a modern pessimistic twist on it at the end. I was facing you week by Tosilus in Inchimer North Wing Doctor Nav Railfit from the Burma Shina Shreyas. I was trying to write perhaps a more order to the poem. When I started off, I was even trying to get 7 syllables into every line, but I think it's more or less to abandon that to some extent. So go to Tree Yermada. Well, some of you would know Diarmuid and Gráinne, like they were their pair, were fleeing from Fionn, and it's given to be a historical story, but in fact it's a mythological story because Fionn is the sun god of the rising year, and Diarmuid is the god of the declining year, and of course Gráinne is the goddess who rules everything anyway, because God of Gráinne is in fact the Earth Mother Moon Goddess, who is both beautiful and grown. The word grown is actually the same word for, you know, grown. Grown is the actual word ugly, which people will generally appreciate. But in any case, in Balakrishna, green on, or Rishan, grown is a name. So, we will live forever. Marli Gajo Arun, O Marli Nabyo, the green manola negish of Unian and Forsha Chows, of Uslian or Spar Skills, shall not meet the bill. O Mandi Kudo Harun, Mandi Meet the Bill, Suda Gotra Kale, the Gilk and the Gallo Known, the Malakul the Bog, shall not meet the bill. O Mandi Kudo Harun, Mandi Meet the Bill, the Bachmas Fawn, the Relton, the Ramluin Lost Dust, our show, the Makharagi Manure, shall not meet the bill. Manimis Gajo Arun. Manimis Gan Go. Near Vidish Tower in the Mare, nor Bust Van Oil in the Bog. They nor Shilla or Ray and Oil. Och, Ma Vayam, ain't me, yo. So, I'm so fair, I'm not actually. Not very quiet. There's nobody shouting at me, I'm trying to. I'm
guessing anyway.
Right. Peter Lehne Gatta Mar Gatta again is kind of taboo. In a courtly Gatta, they must not, you know, you must not break your taboo. So these can give you structure the audience kind of well in the language. You know, tie in the last line of one verse or the first line of the next verse and so on. I'll just this is a point to very good show. So then I get it. I'll bring a cree, of all that of a bio, and there's loom going over twelve roads again. On the real I'll go over the noise of Lister Needler Faggish Lane on the element. Lama Ron, the Holy Gian. A Holy Gian, a Brahandjoers of Fool, a Mayor Rosh, a Shnee of the Wuff, the Snow, near Howley Strong Scales, my Ail of Yo, the Hill, the Wing, and Pyre Marbuj in the Hall. On Pyre in the Hall, Rock Nagni Water Q, Tralona Uyra, Fui Hunur, Timid, and Ruid. Green, Ella, Casta, Esprit, the Jack of Thief, on Woken of Hall, Solid Slave, and Ruin. Gan ruin ben yon shen chregish gael gan o, gan oor de hoog de jolt an kuan o hui, gan varis skarish en a lechin chuyne, to a baal is leer gan duile ad a lus. In a lus do pig, sveir am to chos a hiun, an son de rood je sveim mai o uvar of kra, brat shakar daura, mar lechre le de hiu, ach neer a rush, am an oor, as mors dach naal, Queen and all, who quig and drog on ist and keel, is quick to tea or ill tree of thrawn again, and that the moon folk and lund of brawn, that's new, that usseth, O Yasa Krua, on name. In Irish poetry, you know, on lund of brawn, well, the lund of blackboard is not going to become white, so it's never going to happen, you know. It is going to happen. So, I think I'll bother reading the long one and I'll read the two short ones, which one of them is on page 4 and then I'll finish up with the one on page 3. Is that to your liking or
my liking? I'm delighted.
I'll just do number 4 and number
4. Lantern.
Okay, is that enough? That's a picture in the National Gallery as well. I kind of tie that in with an experience before, like I said, most people around here were born anyway. But Yahapikara, on page 4, the painting was actually painted to me in the studio of Michelangelo for a long time. They thought it was not Michelangelo. It's not actually Michelangelo, it's Granacci, but Michelangelo might have done the hands or the face, you know, this kind of thing. But that's not what I was concerned about on the day, whether it was Michelangelo or Granacci, really. So, and it's a poem written about, it took me about 30 years to write this poem, so it's, you know, before I finally got there. On Hylatnae Fox Nebonia Deirgra, Corbele Granacci. Law Dor Hatamir and Shotless Corin Granacci, Law Vashbixin and Ishki Kura and Tana. Quiguna Querxin the Magdalen and Ia Grids for Banahela Deriga de Rua, Bosbura the Hutch Duel, Ron Cluso, Loiner Veda Quidon Quattro Cento, Chum Host Adin Adaira, or Lee or Dostere and the Mask and the Cap and Banahe. O innocent creator, gluing the Maidana, Yosef, Philon, Rojo, Yas, the Onegus, Triapuria, not minor, is unveiled and yields the fire, the finest, her washer. Na mun fa dom a uid, as I am haas, multiple, agus fina, a yonachrab. Is father father in of Rome, the vult for me, but good it will non luam, nor fool, nor mohar. Bovina, na la voin, the law, and fauna hora. So, just Kupra, a few things about the poem, maybe, which, you know, I kind of try to turn the traditional Amour Courtois art, courtly poetry, twisted slightly, though not quite upside down, unbeknownst to myself in a way. But there are, you know how in painting, in these paintings, they put in a countryside, you know, all these lovely countrysides in the old painting. So painting somebody or figure, and then in the background, the painter will amuse himself, you know, painting some hills or scenes into the background. And I said, Triapulia not mine, Triapulia which no longer exists. And as this Italian girl said, but Triapulia does exist. But I said, but the one that was there doesn't, you know, Apulia, but, you know, I thought it was interesting, she said, but Apulia there, like, well, maybe it always is in Italy, I don't know. But there's one thing about Irish as well is, there are so many things with regard to Irish, and I know, I've always been, and the funny thing is, I've always been interested in Irish. My father had no Irish at all, he was in a, stood there with the others, and he was in the guards, he came from the north, and he actually failed the exam very badly. When everybody was giving 80 or 90, he got 17%, so he really hadn't any Irish at all, and he couldn't actually spell his name in Irish, but whatever I acquired from him, I always wanted to know Irish very well, so I, you know, said about it, to put it like that. But even the word like Sionacro, crooked shape, and Sion is fair, and Sionacro is fair shape. But if you check out your demeanor, it's also something else. It means your second self. So Sionacro is a word which is loaded in many ways. I think, with your permission, I won't bother with the long one. I'll read the Kogarleko. Is that okay?
Well,
I mean, if you really want me to impose
something,
I'll finish up with Kogarleko, because it's a poem. I think that was a topic. I wrote it kind of fast, actually, and it worked. And the head of radio got me to go on the phone to wait on the music. That's a good poem. I was quite pleased with myself, you know, that anybody should say it was a good poem. But it actually works. And it has nothing whatsoever to do with getting kind of that it influenced what I sing. And it actually isn't. I have no connection with singing. It just takes the statement from the Bible, you know, I have not seen and hear, have not heard, you know, what's been prepared for us all, you know, I said,
how do we know, you know, maybe it's okay down here, you know? That's basically what the poem is saying. But funny enough, it was, we're saying the same thing. And I only found out recently, actually, I suppose I knew without knowing. Singh actually spent 5 summers in Kerry, in South Kerry, on, you know, where you go from Clonard to Denver, to the mountain stage, you know, and there's a mountain up there to the right, not Drum Hill, the very high one. And he used to sit up on Knock Bui looking out over the Atlantic like he used to do in the Aran Islands as well. So I was actually in the room where he slept in the mountain stage, 1904 to 1908, recently. It's not, it's very taken yet, he was in, you know, Galway, he was in Mayo.
Yeah.
And he was in the club. But Tadda Rudenta or Kiri, so he spent 5 years there. You know, trying to pick up the lingo from the natives. And that area would have been very Irish speaking, you know, 100 years ago, in fact. But anyway, you didn't want to get finished and done. It's nothing to do with the poem. This is just, this is my poem. Cover cool media, you know. Cover a lettuce. Come here, I want to tell you something. Come over here, I want to just say it. No. Cover cool media, came towards Austin now. But here I'm very fortunate. You wait till open Austin for a while. Look, she hung up a green mound at Corsic on the wall, his name of the earth scammer, her fans the gale that shed the slaughter. She had ever been Eleanor Bull, the wing rib ray, caught the key, stood out, and caught the rocket cream. Ah, come back home again, and then cutting a hall, a mountain, who pumped the land in his knee hound, is the hanger of the bridge. Give the hint, God, whether we cut in the morning or find the beer, find work with the cold tonight.